Hello, friends. My name is Bob Friedland. You might have heard me on another podcast, Stock Picks Bob's Advice. But I have a political blog also called John Kerry for President 2008. And this is the first podcast attached to that blog. I hope that there'll be a lot of podcasts as we get past 2008, maybe there'll be other topics that we can talk about. But I want to share with you some of my thoughts on politics, hopefully to open a conversation with many of you. You don't always have to agree with me. I expect many won't. Many of you may have better ideas, different ideas. You can drop me a line at bobsadviceforstocks@lycos.com and let me know what you think. I'll respect those views. I'll try to share them with listeners. And you can stop by and visit my blog at http://kerryforpresident2008.blogspot.com. I am not affiliated with the Kerry campaign. I'm not affiliated with the Democratic Party. What I write are the views of my own, not to be interpreted as representing Senator Kerry or representing any official political campaign. This work is not supported by any political campaign. I'm just an activist who has a lot of opinions about a lot of different things. And I hope you enjoy our discussions. I'd like to get right to the post that I made today. We'll start there, and we'll see where this leads. And basically, it's an excerpt from what Senator John Kerry wrote on the Huffington Post. And let me read you some of what he wrote and some of my thoughts about what he wrote as well. And these are John Kerry's words from the Huffington Post. This 4th of July, it's right to spend some time thinking about what it means not just to be an American, but to be a patriot, because the concept of patriotism itself is under assault in ways that remind me of a different time in our history. When we protested the war in Vietnam, some would weigh in against us, saying, "My country, right or wrong?" Our response was simple: "Yes, my country, right or wrong. When right, keep it right, and when wrong, make it right." I feel history repeating itself. I don't want to read that. That was just an excerpt where he started out. You can find that over the Huffington Post and on Yahoo News, the entire thing. But what Senator Kerry was trying to talk about this 4th of July was the distortion presented by some politicians about what patriotism means. What does love of country mean? You know, when I was going to school and studying social studies and things, I think we learned to distinguish between what I would call nationalism, which is the old my country, right or wrong, and patriotism. In a relationship, even a relationship between a man and a woman, or even a same-sex relationship, we don't have to discriminate even our arguments on our website, and we can talk about that. You could say there's different levels of love. There's obsessive love, the lover that pursues another that suffocates a relationship. And then there's the intelligent and mature love. A lover that sees the faults of the other but accepts them, maybe tries to correct them, accepts the fact that there's two people, not one person. When we love America, we love America not for the nation that it is blindly, but the meaning of what that nation is. We love America for the freedom, not for the symbols. You know, last week there was a big deal in Congress about flag burning. Oh, I love America. I hate to see a flag burn. I'm not pleased about it. But I'm aware of what a person's doing when they make a flag burning episode. They're saying something terrible about the United States. They're making a political statement. And I'm more concerned about those that manipulate the public, that find wedge issues to divide us and not bring us together. When we all agree that flag burning isn't something we like, but the wise among us say that America is great because we have a society that has the freedom to tolerate diverse opinions. We have a society that's able to tolerate horrible criticism without the need to pass constitutional amendments. Now, the Republicans talk about family values, and their family value is to deny marriage to homosexuals. That's their wedge issue. When we as Democrats, our family value is to be concerned about health care. Their family value is to be concerned about unborn children trying to outlaw abortion for women. And our family value is to be concerned about women who may be abused or exploited, who will suffer if abortion is made illegal. Their family value is to be concerned about embryonic stem cells. Our family value is to be concerned about children with disease, diseases like diabetes and Parkinson's. Adults with disease as well, diseases that can be addressed and perhaps cured with use of embryonic stem cells. Their family value is to put prayer in our schools. But we see a nuance. Many among us enjoy prayer, but our family value is that children will have the greatest degree of freedom and not be discriminated against because they may have different religious views in school. So we have a difference in family values. They talk about a death tax. They fool America. Dead people don't pay taxes. Dead people don't go out to restaurants. Dead people don't drive cars. Dead people are dead. There are no taxes on dead people, but there are taxes on heirs and heiresses, millionaires receiving tremendous inheritances. But their family value is to worry about the top 1%. Democrats' family values are to worry about the adjustment of the minimum wage for inflation, the bottom 1%. Now, we've touched on a lot of things in this particular podcast. We'll see how this works out. See if you're interested in more of these. I'm concerned about America. I'm concerned about people that trash our Constitution, who hide behind veils of secrecy, who don't respect the Geneva Conventions. I'm as concerned about America that tortures. It's important to me, and that's why I'm blogging. And that's why I'm podcasting. I supported John Kerry in 2004. Maybe I was different. I didn't support him because I was against Bush. Didn't like Bush. I supported John Kerry because he said the right things. He's been right on foreign policy. He is right about the war. He is right about the environment. He is right about health care. He's right about women's issues. And he's right about restoring honesty and integrity in the White House. I hope you enjoy my podcast and stop by my blog at http://kerryforpresident2008.blogspot.com. Drop me a line at bobsadviceforstocks@lycos.com if you have any comments or questions. Have a very happy and safe 4th of July. Good night.